what is a prophet? Now, a prophet, well, first off, a prophet is not someone who foretells the future. A prophet cannot foretell or cannot predict, well, the outcome of ball games or any games, or what may happen to the country 10 years from now. That is not a prophet. So a prophet is God's agent. And being God's agent, his task is to live the word of God and to spread the word of God. And now, because of this, he becomes the conscience of the nation. He becomes a doctor who would say that you are having this disease. Like if you have, if the country or a community or a people, if they have this spiritual disease that is prevalent among them, and they ignore this, now that is the role of the prophet to tell the people of this sickness or a moral cancer. So that is what a prophet is. He may not be able to tell the future, but he could, in a way, by, you know, like a doctor would say, do not smoke. If you smoke, you'll get cancer. Somehow, something like that. He would be able to predict the future like what a doctor would say to a patient. But other than that, he does not foretell the future. And, a prophet is also, he would attune himself to the evils that would plague a nation or a people. So that is why a prophet is also not popular. Because when you do this, you would tend to criticize the status quo. What is happening? You would say against these things happening. Like, for example, John the Baptist, when he was prophesying against Herod. Well, Herod was, he enjoyed listening to John, but of course, on the other hand, he was annoyed. He doesn't like really listening to the message of John because it hit him. So that is a prophet. And we have examples of prophets in the readings that we have today. First off is Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel was called by God to prophesy to the Jews. But one thing remarkable about this call of Ezekiel by God, God says, I am sending you to the Jews. I'm sending you to the people of Israel. They are obstinate of heart. And these people who are hard-headed and obstinate of heart, I will be sending you to them. And God was telling Ezekiel to do this, to spread the word of God. And mind you, God on the last part said, whether they heed or resist, well, they're a rebellious lot. They may not listen to you, but at least they shall know that a prophet has been among them. So Ezekiel was asked to prophesy to the people of Israel, and he was given the idea that he may not succeed. Okay? So it is not about success that Ezekiel was sent, but just to have a prophet amongst the people. Now in the second reading, the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, now he is also a prophet, and with St. Paul, it's quite different. He's popular. He said, revelations to me is so abundant. But for me not to become proud, I was given a thorn in the flesh. Okay? He was having problems also. Three times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me, but it did not. Now, if you will look into the life of St. Paul as a minister, as a prophet, it was not really a bed of roses for him. There were always problems. So being a prophet doesn't mean that you'll have a problem-free life. Okay? You will have problems just like an ordinary person would. So in the case of Paul, well, he had a lot of problems. But then he was given an assurance of by God that, do not worry, my grace is enough for you. So, power of my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So when you are a prophet, okay, people may not listen to you. And in the case of St. Paul, you'll have a lot of problems. And the third prophet for today is Jesus himself. Now, in the gospel, well, Jesus was teaching in the synagogue of his hometown. But then again, he was rejected. He was rejected. That is why he was not able to perform, and he did not perform any mighty deed there. He was amazed at their lack of faith, because Jesus would always need faith in order to really work. But then again, he was rejected. So if you are a prophet, it could happen also that you will be rejected. So you will not be successful. You will also have problems. And then it could happen that you will be rejected. Now, we need to know of what prophets are and what it is to become a prophet and how it is to be a prophet. Because as a church and as a parishioner, an individual, we are called to live the Word of God and to spread the Word of God. So, who is a prophet today? I am a prophet. Well, Father Dave is a prophet. The Archbishop is a prophet. And Deacon Steve is a prophet. The sisters are prophets. But we are not just the prophets. You are prophets. Every one of you are prophets. By the virtue of baptism, you are called to prophesy. Now it begs the question, if I am a prophet, so how do I go about this, prophesying? I cannot be like the priests who can talk in front of people or to really talk like priests would talk in front of the congregation. I'm not even a member of a choir. I'm not even a Eucharistic minister. So how could I prophesy? Now, prophesying, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be up in the pulpit, you know. We were called by virtue of baptism to prophesy. And just like Ezekiel and St. Paul, well, and Jesus, they were called to live the Word of God and to spread the good news, to spread the ideas of God, to send the message of God to the people. And that is prophesying. Now, in our case, it's as simple as, how we relate with other people. Like, as simple as coming to church. Now, if someone who is unchurched or has no idea what the religion is, and for example, in this church, St. Albert, the great parish, maybe one of the neighbors would notice, how come there are a lot of cars during Sundays? And that speaks a lot. So it begs the question, what are they doing here? What are they doing in that building? So that is prophesying. Okay? And when you do arrangements for a weekend getaway or a date or whatever it is that you're going to do for a weekend, when it touches on a Sunday, or if it's a long weekend for you, then somehow, you, in your schedule, in your plans, you would say, I want to do this. We have to be back at this time because we have to be at the 6:03 Mass, or we have to leave right after the 8 o'clock Mass in the morning. And then people whom you are planning with say, what's so special about this 6:03 thing that you want to be back before 6:03 or to leave before after the 8 o'clock Mass on Sunday? That is prophesying. You're sending a message to people about this something that is special for you that somehow in your planning, you insert this. So why is that so special? Now that is prophesying. And when you relate to other people, if you are a boss, okay, how do you behave? How do you set an example before your employees? Okay, that is one way of prophesying. Well, what you do with your children, the examples that you give to your children, how you behave in front of your children, how you teach them, that is prophesying. When you are a leader of the group, how do you behave? How do you lead people? That is prophesying. When you talk, normal conversations, day-to-day conversations, when it touches about the church, especially if the church is attacked, which is so common these days, or, well, some questions of the church. I would sometimes, back in the days, you know, I was at a party, and there's this table, I could hear their conversations, and they were discussing about the reproductive health bill. Then it was, pending in Congress when I was still back in the Philippines. And then they were talking about reproductive health bill and family planning and all that. And he was a lawyer, and he was talking at the top of his head. And he said, I don't know why priests are so serious about this reproductive health and family planning. They don't have families. So things like that, it would come out. Okay. So what do you say? How do you react to that? When it touches on church policies or, on faith and morals, now that's one way of prophesying. Or when you are playing with your children, playing with others, be it a football game, kickball, or whatever. Now what if you feel cheated? Okay, a call went against you and you contest that call and said, no. That's the call. So how do you react to that? That is prophesying. So we can prophesy. In our normal, everyday lives, we can do that. But actually, we may not be successful, okay? Because we are not called to be successful. Just like, Ezekiel. Just imagine Ezekiel. He was sent by God to prophesy. And then at the back of that sending of Ezekiel, God would say, you may not be successful in there. So much for a morale booster from God. Okay, I will send you, but I think they will not listen to you. So that is also our call. So we are not called to be successful in prophesying, but we are called to be faithful. That is one thing different, being called to be faithful. Faithful to what? Faithful to live the word of God and to be faithful to spreading the word of God. Success, we all leave it to God.